Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today we should see plenty of sunshine with a high near 73 degrees. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 49, and on Friday sunny with a high near 69. And in the news, in a report from the Wisconsin Examiner with additional information from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, both used with permission, the review of the 2020 presidential election being conducted by former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman has surpassed the initial budget it was given from the legislature last summer, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported on Wednesday. Gableman was initially given a budget of $676,000 by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to look into baseless Republican allegations that the election was stolen. Now the review has missed several deadlines and, as of this week, spent $896,500. The review has surpassed its budget because of a number of legal battles. The ongoing lawsuits mean the cost to taxpayers will keep increasing, even though the review has been on pause for several weeks. A spokesperson for Voss said that Gableman isn't over his budget because legal costs don't count. Gableman is currently involved in 5 lawsuits, one of which he filed himself. 3 of the suits were brought by government watchdog group American Oversight, which has sought to force Gableman and Voss to comply with the state's open records laws and provide documents related to the review. The judges in those cases have repeatedly sided with American Oversight and expressed confusion at Voss and Gableman's decisions to ignore the open records laws. One of the judges has even found Voss in contempt of court for not providing records. Gableman also filed a lawsuit seeking to jail the mayors of 3 Democratic voting cities and other people he believes haven't cooperated with his review. The officials say they've cooperated. The cost of the lawsuits will only go up as they continue and likely get appealed once decisions are made in the circuit courts. That again from the Wisconsin Examiner and Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. In a Wisconsin COVID-19 update, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says fewer than 1,000 new COVID-19 cases were identified in the latest tests for the first time since early May. This may be due to the Memorial Day holiday limiting COVID-19 testing, but in the month of May, Wisconsin had at least 3 other days below 1,000 cases plus 2 days below 1,100. There were 973 confirmed cases, bringing the 7-day average down to 1,747 per day. That news comes from WBAY in Madison. In Vernon County, the last reported statistics has put the community spread stage in the area at medium. There were 45 new cases reported last week, with 1 hospitalization and no new deaths. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.